Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
And hello and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. Although we're off to a kind of a sloppy start, and it's my fault because I forgot to cue the producer that we were about to go on the air.
Well, you are forgiven, and the award ceremony award streak does continue because I got a cup of coffee this morning as
enjoy your coffee. Some breaking news. This could be Steve and Julian's last show here
Mike
on
fired
Business Radio
me
X.
Before we went on the air. He said this is my swan song.
We actually should have been videotaping and recording the conversation before the show. That might...
Secretly, I know it's because on the YouTube channel, people have been complaining about my giant bald spot in the back. So
the glare is just, it's killing the
video. It's killing the video, so you have to fire me. Oh.
No, we are ready to have a great show today. We've got two wonderful guests, great personalities. Joining us from Bethany Christian Services, we're joined by Andy Swan. And from World Global Network, we'll be talking with Reggie Brown. And we're going to start the show off with Andy Swan, Bethany Christian Services. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you. I know Stephen has met with you in the past and knows you, but this is our first time meeting. So tell me all about Bethany Christian Services.
Well, Bethany is a 501c3 nonprofit. It is the largest adoption and foster care agency in the world. We have 36 branches across the United States, and we also serve 15 countries and 5 continents.
Talk more about the services that you provide now.
We have 4 main lines of service. Most people that know about Bethany associate us with adoption. Families that are interested in becoming adoptive parents, whether or not it's through infant adoption or foster care adoption, they come to Bethany by doing internet searches. So that's what we're most known for. But that's not our largest program. Our largest program is actually foster care. We are licensed to provide foster homes throughout the state of Georgia. And we complete the complete licensing procedure for families that are interested in becoming foster homes. So adoption, foster care, and then on the front end, we do marriage and family counseling and pregnancy counseling. We believe that the best case scenario is for families to have a really firm foundation. So we provide those services on the front end so we can reduce the number of foster homes that are needed down the line. And then we, on the back end, provide post-adoption support even if families didn't adopt or foster through Bethany.
Andy, I think when some people first hear Bethany Christian Services, they think, oh, it's a faith-based organization. And then the second thing they might think is, oh, separation church and state. Bethany probably is totally separate of the government and what the government tries to do to help kids in need and foster and adoption and things like that. But that's actually not the case.
That's very true.
Unpack your good relationship with the government and how the government turns to you in the case of adoption and foster care.
Well, we don't actually go in and take children from their biological families. That is the role of the state. So whenever the Department of Family and Children Services receives a call about a neglect or abuse, they have to go and research that it's actually taking place. So once they confirm that that's actually going on, they will remove those children from their home. And then they need to find another place for them to live. So they will check their database first. And then after that, they go to some referral agencies. And 9 times out of 10, Bethany is going to be their first call. We do what we do so exceptionally well that we're the number one referral for the state. And because we do receive government funds because of that, there are certain things that we do have to abide by. We can't ever force or coerce anyone to become a Christian or to go to church or things of that nature. But all of our foster families, they do have to sign a statement of faith. So that's where our faith-based initiative comes in.
And the government actually, as other organizations are kind of co-opetition and trying to do what you do, the government over the years in certain areas in this state and other states, they've actually asked you guys to help train other foster care services, correct?
Yes, our training program is exceptional, and they're trying to use it as a best practice with other organizations whenever they're going through the licensing process for their families.
We're talking with Andy Swan with Bethany Christian Services here, and you mentioned that the fostering and the adoptions and the counseling and all the great things. So we don't really need to go into all the great things you do. It's obvious what you do, but you're here on Business Radio X.
Right.
How can businesses partner with you? How can they benefit through Bethany Christian Services?
Well, Mike, that's a great question.
Oh, did you hear that? Point for Mike.
Point for Mike. Put it on the board.
Just a couple of weeks ago, the CEO of Unilever actually said the way that businesses grow moving forward, beginning in 2015, he called it the year of difference, is the way that businesses are going to grow is by doing good. And especially as this generation graduates from college and enters the workforce, they're demanding of their employers to do something to make a positive change in our community. So one of the first questions that I would ask a business owner or a company whenever they're considering getting involved is, how can we help you meet your strategic goals? How can we develop a philanthropic plan with you so that you are meeting the expectations of your employees and also getting those much needed tax benefits through a donation, a charitable contribution to Bethany Christian Services? So we talk about volunteer opportunities, co-branding opportunities. How can we get the word out that you are doing good in your community and help grow your business?
So I think the first thing most business owners hear when they hear that is, oh, they're, you know, tax deduction, charitable contribution. But talk a little bit more about the volunteering. What are some of the different ways people can volunteer? And also, as a business owner, not just their strategic initiative of doing good, but also partnering with you on the educational side for their employees, some of the things you can do there.
Right.
So talk about those things.
That would depend entirely on what the business is actually interested in. Some of them want to do it the very classic way. They want to stroke a check and then they want us to contact them 11 months later and they don't want to hear from us anywhere in between.
And you have no problem with that. Yes.
That's fine. But ideally, we want them to be a truly invested partner. So we would talk to them, how many volunteer opportunities do you want? Is there a time of year when you specifically want your employees involved with our mission? So we have right now, currently, we have about 85 licensed foster homes throughout the state of Georgia. We want to double that within the next year and a half. We also want to add an additional 100 host families that we call Safe Families for Children. It's a coalition. It actually started in Chicago and has moved its way down into the South, and it's really starting to thrive in Georgia. It's an alternative to foster care. And it's basically where a family goes through the exact same screening and approval process. They're just not licensed through the state. They're approved through Bethany. And a Safe Family is an alternative to foster care. We believe the best case scenario is to intervene in the lives of families before neglect and abuse actually happens. Call us crazy. That's the best way for us to produce really productive members of society. And so with Safe Families, we want to add an additional 100 of those. So those are families that are acting completely out of the goodness of their own heart. And there are tons of ways that companies can get their employees involved in serving our foster families, especially as we grow them, as quickly as we're going to grow them. We have volunteer projects at their homes. If they want to adopt a family around the holidays, if they want to write thank you cards to foster families, because it's a very demanding thing to take in a child that may have experienced some type of neglect or abuse. So any type of service projects in relation to that. But we can also talk to your human resources department about how you can recognize neglect and abuse in your own community and how you can get involved in the adoption or foster care process if you think there's an interest in that arena with your staff.
Where do you find your biggest needs right now? Where do you maybe need the biggest help?
I would say there's probably three different points of that. We are a nonprofit, and so we are always in need of good corporate partners to make financial contributions, but we would love to talk to businesses more about how we can maximize that, make that really work for you. And we also need families to step up to attend recruitment activities throughout the state and to become licensed foster families and approved Safe Families for Children.
To be a foster family, let's wrap our arms around that a little bit more. What are you looking for? What does the foster family need to provide?
Our foster families look completely different across the state. Some of them are families that have been married for many years and their children are grown and adults now, and they feel a desire to continue loving on children, especially those that are high risk or at need. That could be one thing. And basically what we need is a space for that child. We need for you to have all the appropriate child-proof measures and no criminal history, especially whenever it comes to abuse or neglect of children.
And a lot of love to give.
Exactly.
And are we talking children of all ages? I mean, teenagers as well as, people sometimes think just, babies or, toddlers.
Foster children that are coming into the system can be anywhere between birth and 18 years. The majority are under the age of 6. Over 25% are infants, so they're in their first 12 months of life.
Typically, if I go through the process and become licensed to be a foster home, what is the typical commitment that a foster home would give to a child?
As far as
time, I guess was my question.
It completely varies.
Is it not full time? I mean, like they'd be your own child?
Well, and my question was, is it a year? Is it 2 years? Can we decide that? What's that process look like?
It can be anywhere from 3 weeks to permanent. We've had foster families completely fall in love with the children. And whenever they come legally free to adopt, they adopt them. And then there are some where the state really works to reunite the children with their biological families. They work through a treatment plan. And then a couple of weeks later, they are reunited with their biological family. So it could be anywhere from 3 weeks to for the rest of their life.
And I want to circle back around to something you kind of said at the very beginning. And I'm going to confess here that I've met with Andy before and we've talked, but for someone who's listening to this for the first time, they might be thinking, oh, Bethany, it's a cute little operation. Talk a little bit about the size and scope, because and you've got a great tagline about it being kind of the best kept secret in nonprofits. So I think sometimes business owners think, oh, I can't help them because they need such a specific need. But you guys are big enough and broad enough. Anybody can help you because there is
exactly
something for everybody to do. Correct. So talk a little bit again about the size and just your breadth here in the state and across the country.
And you are right, Stephen, about it being the best kept secret, and we don't want it to be a secret anymore. So that's why we're really out and spreading the word about what Bethany is doing and how you can get involved. But there are 36 branches across the United States. They serve the entire U.S. We have partnerships with 15 countries outside the U.S. And last year we served just shy of 110,000 children across the globe. Here locally in Georgia, we have our headquarters for the state of Georgia is in Sandy Springs, but we also have mobile staff all over the state with soft locations in Columbus, Augusta, Athens, and now Rome.
And you guys, the one of the best kept secrets is, you're looking for those corporate sponsorships. So, what are some of the, do you want to give a shout out to any of the corporate sponsors that help here in Georgia? And also, are there specific targets? Gwinnett is one of your big targets, right? That
mm-hmm.
you're going for.
Absolutely. The majority of our corporate sponsors are more in the Sandy Springs, Fulton County location, and we would love to bring a coalition of businesses across the state, find out what their needs are and how we can best serve them in that area. I would love to give a shout out to Verizon Wireless. They are our lead corporate sponsor. And then also Wendy's Wonderful Kids, the Wendy's restaurants. They have a specific heart for foster care and adoption. So we receive a large sum from Wendy's Foundation each year.
Well, the founder, Dave Thomas, was a foster child, I believe.
He was.
Yeah.
You're correct. And Conklin.
That's another point for me, by the way. That was kind of too easy.
You're making your own rules there, Mike.
So. I make them. Hey, it's Mike.
Let me jump in. And I don't know if this will give me a point or take away a point, but one of the words of testimony, a lot of times when it comes to people doing good in the community in a 501c3, I think sometimes, rightly or wrongly, people have the vision that they're sticking their hand out and we need your help. We need your help. We need your help. It is wonderful and refreshing to see a 501c3, a nonprofit, recognize that the mind of business is getting more into, doing good. And so looking to partner rather than looking to just receive. I think it's fantastic and refreshing. And for a 501c3 to sit down and say, what are your strategic goals and how can we help you reach them?
All right. I'll give you a point for that one.
Okay, thanks.
Well said. Well done. You might want to consider hiring this guy over here. He's doing a good job.
No, I'll give it as a volunteerism. I'll do that. There, you can tape that, edit it out, and just play that.
You're hired, Stephen.
Andy, let me ask you real quick about the, and we appreciate your time this morning, about the adoption process, because I've heard a lot of horror stories that it could be a lot of red tape and so forth. Is it a tough process to go through, or has it been simplified over the years?
It has not been simplified over the years.
Which is probably a good thing. Yeah. You want to make sure you're vetting
exactly.
out and having the right people.
Especially if someone is interested in international adoption, which Bethany also does. We help the potential adoptive family really navigate those waters, because whenever Stephen and I met a couple of weeks ago, I said, whenever someone is considering adoption, there are two words that come to mind. Are there any guesses about what those two words are?
Mike, come on. This is for a point.
Money?
It's expensive. That's one. And it's difficult, which you already mentioned.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. It's very expensive. And so Bethany wants to take both of those adjectives completely off the table. We want as many people that are open to adoption to be able to have the potential to be an adoptive family.
So you're not looking for, it's not money. It's not difficulty. It's, you just want some love. You're looking for people that have love to give.
Yes. And we actually, as part of our fundraising initiative, we actually subsidize some of the costs associated with adoption and really help those families work through the process. Each one is very carefully screened. It takes about 3 months to be approved as an adoptive family. And then they create a profile. If you've ever seen a photo book that you could maybe publish through Shutterfly, we actually work with each family to develop one of those. And when we have a birth mom that's interested in coming up with an adoption plan, when our pregnancy counselors meet with her, they bring those books that fit the profile of what she is looking for in her adoption plan. And she goes through each one of those. So we help the adoptive families work through each step of the process.
All right. This is wonderful stuff, Andy. Bethany Christian Services, for those that have been listening or watching us on YouTube and they want to find out more about the about your organization, perhaps want to foster, maybe looking into adopting or counseling or all the other things.
And those corporate partners, both here in Gwinnett and across the country, who want to, you know, do some good.
And we've put the challenge out now for those Gwinnett companies to get involved like they are with the ones located around Sandy Springs. Where can they find out more information about your organization?
They can go to our national website, which is just www.bethany.org. If they want to learn particularly about Bethany of Georgia, it's just bethany.org/Atlanta. In a little under a month, on November the 5th, we actually have our annual fellowship dinner. They can go to the Bethany Atlanta site and actually register for that event. There's no cost to attend. It's a great first step. There will be an opportunity to support Bethany at that event. We have a great keynote speaker. His name is Jimmy Wayne. He is actually a country music recording artist and a New York Times bestseller. He grew up in Tennessee and actually aged out of the foster care system. He's going to be addressing the crowd with what that actually looks like and how challenging it is to overcome growing up in a situation like that. So,
great. Well, it's wonderful. We appreciate what Bethany Christian Services does. We appreciate what you do, Andy. I know it's got to be very rewarding for you.
I love my job.
Absolutely. That's great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Andy Swan with Bethany Christian Services.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Stephen.
You have a fantastic sign behind you. And it says the Subaru of Gwinnett, Atlanta. Because
Where'd that come from?
Well, it came from Speed Pro Imaging. Did you know that Speed Pro Imaging in Marietta helps businesses stand out by providing high-quality, large graphics? If you can imagine it, they can make it. As the industry leader for large-scale printing, they deliver impactful images that share a message, attract attention, and reinforce your brand. To find out more, visit speedpromarietta.com.
You know what? I did visit Speed Pro Marietta.
Really? Did you happen to get some interviews?
I did. In fact, Liddy Brown is one of the partners of the company. I had a chance to talk to her. So let's tune in now to this interview with Liddy, talking a little bit about Speed Pro Imaging of Marietta. I'm with Liddy Brown, the president of Speed Pro Imaging Marietta, and you've been a guest on our show a couple times. Hopefully our listeners are familiar with your company, but for those that are maybe tuning in for the first time, give me maybe a brief overview of what you guys do here.
All right. Thank you, Mike. One of the things that we're known for is large format printing. And a lot of people want to know, what does that really mean? And that's printing everything from banners to posters to vehicle wraps to just about any type of vinyl or hard substrate product, we can print directly on that. So it's bringing your graphics to life.
This may be kind of a strange question, but I want to ask you about maybe the smallest job you've ever had been asked to do here at SpeedPro Imaging Marietta, and maybe one of the largest that you ever had to do. But you run the gamut, don't you?
We do, and we're able to help all of our customers. On a small end, we've actually made stickers. If you think about it, we had a young lady that was celebrating a birthday, and they wanted to put on the package the little labels with their birthday name and dates and all that. And so these are really 2-inch round stickers that we ran about 100 of them for to go on to tape down on the side of a package for candy placement for a birthday party. So as small as round stickers that you could use to another small job. We had a gentleman that had a restaurant that wanted some customized coasters. So to be able to cut out some coasters that would hold the water, but yet he could then throw them away after they used them for the campaign they were running. We were able to run those. One advantage for small businesses is that they don't have to go order thousands and thousands of something where they only need 50 to 100, and we can customize for them on a small end. On a large end, one of our biggest customers, we actually print very large 6x9 cut sheets, styrene sheets of product that we print a promo product on there. We print the image for their campaign, and we actually ran 1,800 of those. Mm-hmm. And so if you think about a 6x9 sheet that we're running through a flatbed one at a time, we print them, roll them, box them, and ship them out. And so it's a big job, may seem small, but when you look in the back of the bay and you've got 1,800 boxes from U-Line that you got to tape and put together, it can be quite daunting, but we've been able to hit their target time frame and get that shipped out in the time frame that they were looking for.
Lydia, on our previous shows, we've had a chance to talk to some of your employees and talk about the people, because any business is all about relationships, and it's about the people. Talk about the people and the employees you have here at your company.
I really look forward to coming in the morning. We try to create a very fun, fostering environment. We work hard, but yet we want to make the environment easy for our employees. We have two great guys that support us. Our marketing manager, Trent, is the face to the customer. He is the one that they talk to 98% of the time. He's the one that's greeting them when they come in the door. His personality, his knowledge, he's very friendly, and our customers love him. And that's what you want when you've got a marketing person. And then Tristan is our production manager, so he's responsible for the output of the product. He works good, high quality images when he's finished, and he's able to do quite a bit of work at the same time. You've got to be good in running two machines at the same time. So you've got banners running off on one and yard signs coming off on the other machine, and being able to coordinate both of those. He does a great job in getting the work out for our customers on time every time, which is a major focus for us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you as always, Lydia, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks.
See, not that I had to prove anything, Stephen, but see, I was there at their location in Marietta.
Fantastic, Mike. And you know what? That was so good. I just wish that you had another one that you could play.
Well, we're thinking on the same wavelength here. They actually had an open house recently, and Lenise Williams, she runs the Cobb County Business Radio X studio. She was there that day for the open house, and she got to meet Kevin Turner, who's with Peak Level Advisors.
Hi, this is Lenise Williams with Business Radio X, and I'm here with Kevin Turner of Peak Level Advisors. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm great. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Peak Level Advisors.
Sure. Peak Level Advisors is a financial planning organization affiliated with Money Concepts Capital, based out of Palm Beach, Florida. And our core focus is helping people plan for their financial future. Actually, their present and future, because you got to take care of the now if you're going to get to the later. So we do everything from budgeting, cash flow planning, debt reduction, investments, insurance, the whole nine yards. So you really can get your financial house in order, have a good solid roadmap to do the things you need to do for yourself, for your family, and also for your business if you happen to be a business owner.
Awesome. And how long have you been doing this?
This is actually my 18th year.
So you're a pro?
I would say I'm a little bit of a pro. I actually am an engineer by trade, transitioned to financial planning after I got my MBA, and I really just found that it's my passion. I really enjoy doing it.
So what was that transition like from engineering to financial planning?
People would think it's completely unrelated, but what I found is that what I learned in engineering school is problem solving, and that's really what you do in financial planning. You build strategies, think things through, help people resolve issues, and so there's really almost a seamless transition there.
Yeah, I could see that, now that you say that. So, if our listeners want to learn more about you and about what you do, how can they find out more?
You can call the office anytime. Our number is 770-804-0428. You can reach us on the web at www.moneyconcepts.com/KateTurner. I am on various social media, Facebook, facebook.com/peaklevel advisors. My Twitter handle is Kevin S. Turner, and I'm also on LinkedIn.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And our thanks to Lanice Williams with the Cobb County Business Radio X studio for that interview with Kevin Turner with Peak Level Advisors. We're making Trey sweat it out a little bit over here. He's having to turn around, get a nice shot of the Speed Pro Imaging of Marietta logo that's on the wall behind me.
If anyone can do it, it is Trey, our producer.
He's
the best.
Now he's going to be looking for, like, you know, more benefits and so forth.
I want to play the Karate Kid song. You're the best.
There you go. Speaking of the best, Stephen.
Yes.
Thank you very much for that little segue there.
If only we had the best business owner and the best person who does World Global Network.
My new BFF, Reggie Brown with World Global Network, joining us here in the studio.
Stubio?
Stubio. Stubio.
Good thing he's the best.
It's a Phil Collins song, I think, from the 80s. Hey, Reggie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure being here this morning.
Yes. On that note, tell us all about World Global Network. What does the company do?
World Global Network is a direct sales company, and we specialize in taking the two biggest industries in the world and advancing them tremendously, and that is the industry of communication and technology, okay? And that's a pretty awesome concept.
Yeah, that sounds like it's a pretty big deal right there.
Yes.
This thing I'm hearing about, I've heard about 3G, and now we're hearing 4G. Your company deals with 5G.
5G.
What does that mean?
We have the world's first and only mobile 5G network right now. World Global Network, our president, his name and CEO, Mr. Galdi. Mr. Galdi has taken the 5G gigahertz bandwidth and he's brought it all together. So in other words, it's going to increase everyone's speed at home as far as internet. But the biggest thing is that we're more excited about in the area of technology, it opens up so many new doors for new technologies to come on board, okay? So right now, we are making waves all around the world, which is a great thing. And here in the United States, what I'm so excited about, we are presently right now in the midst of launching what we call Project MCell 5G.
Okay? Ooh, that sounds exciting.
It is very exciting. And it is a private network, okay, that utilizes the 4G LTE-like signals right now at a very high speed. But what we have done, we have reconfigured it to make it work on the public bandwidth of the 5 gigahertz, which is a public network, and it is free, okay? So this is available all around the world, which allows everyone to have much better communication speeds and, again, opening up the door for new technologies.
So one question I want to ask is, how do I get access to this 5G stuff?
Okay, great, and I'm glad you asked that, sir. So what we do, we have an array of products that we sell to the public, okay? And one of our features is, this was called a space phone. And this
space phone.
What a great name. I love it.
And it is really cool because it is the only device that actually hooks up to our microcell space station, which actually people have inside their home. Like right now, everyone utilizes cell towers, okay? So if you notice in so many different miles apart from one another, there's different cell towers. Well, what World Global Network has done, we have created a small microcell device that actually hooks up into your wireless router at home, okay? And that router actually creates the 5G signal. So World's goal is to have a space station in everyone's house that will actually create not only a faster signal, but will also allow a person to earn income while they're doing it. And we'll get to that later.
We get to that later? So what are we going to get to now before we get to that?
It's funny because people, you know, you're talking about this, you know, this space phone and this 5G, network in your home. And it almost sounds like years ago when Steve Gates and people like that would say, you know, every home's going to have a computer. Did I say
Steve? You said Bill, Steve Gates.
I do it all the time. Steve Gates. I get Steve and Bill yes. Gates.
Steve Jobs.
And Steve
and Bill
Jobs.
Gates. Yeah, okay.
When both, of them, when both of them talked about having computers in the home, well, it was mostly Bill Gates.
Right. Everybody said
and we go,
nuts.
Wow, this is the, you know, 10 years from right now, people are going, what's he talking about? I don't get it.
Right.
10 years from now, we listen to this thing. It's like,
well, and
I wanted
to ask one quick follow-up question. So one of the products is a space phone. Does it look like a normal cell phone?
The space phone, and I have one with me. The space phone
Where?
Is...
Where is it?
Well, it's over there.
I get it, Mike.
Well, I'm not going through the man's bag.
Go through his bag.
No, I'm not going All through right. the man. Let him talk.
Anyway, the space phone, I like to call this a cross between, and not putting anyone else's products, but I would say it's a cross between an iPhone 6 and a Galaxy 6. Okay. This phone is the only device that actually connects to that 5G signal. So if you think about it, we offer a space station, which actually creates the signal. And then we have our own phones that actually connect to the space station that gives us the 5G signal. Now, while you're on the 5G signal, it is totally private. It is totally secure. It is totally encrypted. So, and also while you're on the 5G signal from network to network, if I call you or if I call you and we all have space phones, it is always free. So you can surf, you can do your texting, and you can do your calling network to network, and it is always free.
All right. You mentioned earlier you teased us with the home-based business.
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit, Reggie.
Well, one of the things about our company is we understand that when it comes to marketing, word-of-mouth advertising is always the best. And what most people do not realize is that they do network on a daily basis. If I was to ask you, Mike, where did you get that tie from? And you told me that, you know, Marshall's over off of Steve Reynolds had a sale on it. You know what? And I go over and get one of those ties. You just made some money for Marshall's. Okay.
Right.
Well, so when it comes to the arena of networking, what we have done is we have taken the concept of by word of mouth advertising. And when people go on and they purchase products, then you earn a hefty commission. And it is a great way as far as earning commissions for not just the average person. Right, we understand that right now that our economy is suffering for a lack of jobs and so forth. So I was always taught, you know, look, find a way to go out and make you some money and you can do it. And right now, this is something I have been saying for over 13 years. If I could ever find a way that I could make money off of cell phones, I am all in. Well, just guess what? Ladies and gentlemen,
you're all in.
I'm all in.
Now, Reggie, you talked about an array of products and you
yes,
mentioned
sir.
the space phone. So
and are these available now to people like Steven and myself?
Well, as of right now, as I mentioned, we are in the midst of launching Project MCell 5.3. So only people right now who want to become independent business owners, the products are available. We will not open up into the public just yet, okay? And the reason why I'm saying that, this is a part of a rollout project. First came the space phones. Mm-hmm. We get the phones in everyone's hands. Give them an opportunity to work with the phones, play with the phones, understand what the phones would do. And the phones are actually pretty cool. I want to throw this in there. Now, right now, we're living in the midst, in the area where there's many people from many different countries. One of the features about our phones is our phones will text and translate into different languages. And soon, and very soon, when we push the button, they will also translate our voice conversations into different languages. That is going to be a pretty hot item, okay? The phones are super light. They're super tough. There's just so many things that the phones would do for us. And it still allow us to make money.
I really wish you could get excited about the product,
yeah, no,
Reggie. I really wish you could show some passion.
You need to get a little more passion about that. So this is the first rollout. What are some of the other products that World Global Network is
wow,
thinking
and
about?
I am so glad that you asked me.
Hey, I got a point.
Woohoo! Yeah, I got a major point. The biggest product that I am so excited about right now is what we call our Space Lumina glasses. World has created the first and only world's wearable computer, okay? And this computer is really cool because when you put them on, the first thing you're going to be able to say is like, wow, okay? So anything, if you want to watch a movie or anything that you're looking at, it comes in HD, 3D, and also has surround sound in it. And it has an octa-core processor. So, and then for us people who wear glasses, you also can have them where you have your prescription lenses in there. Now, once you go to my website, there's a lot of cool videos out there, but the Lumina glasses are the wave of the future. And as a matter of fact, we were just awarded the top wireless product in 2015 by the Wireless Broadband Association.
Now, when you start talking about glasses, the first thing people think about is, you know,
Google Glass.
But that was not a computer. Am I correct?
No, sir.
So this is a computer.
This is a actual wearable computer.
And an octa-core is kind of top of the line, right?
A very super fast processor, and you can control it by hand motions, voice motions. It is just one of the craziest things you guys want to see.
Star Trek age is here.
And it is most definitely here.
Well, for those that are maybe either watching our video or listening to the podcast and they want to pull it up while they're listening to the interview, give us the website that they can find some of these videos you're talking about.
The website is www.worldwide5g.com.
Because I've looked at some of these videos. It's amazing. I don't know if you saw, was it Minority Report, the Tom Cruise movie, where they're like, you know, moving things with their hands. It's amazing.
Well, I'm going to blatantly try and score another point here. Reggie, that worldwide5g.com is the main website. But for you as the independent business distributor, is there a specific site that goes to your site?
That is actually my site.
Okay, worldwide5g.com.
Worldwide5g.com is my site.
I still get a point for that, for trying to build his business.
And he really did, and I congratulate you on that, sir. But there's another cool thing about, you know, becoming a home-based business owner, okay? Right now, in this day and age, it takes a lot of money to own a brick-and-mortar business, which, as we all know, a lot of us just don't have that. But and with our company.
Speak for yourself. I'm loaded.
Oh, excuse you, buddy.
Don't you see his tie that he got at Marshall's?
Yeah. 50% off.
Okay, I'm not going to touch that one.
You said it. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Brick and mortar. You were at brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar company, right. Yes. But World Global.
He called me poor. I took offense to that.
Hey, stop it. Okay. He's trying to help all of us get a business. All right, brick and mortar.
For as little as $49 one time, you can become a consultant for World Global Network. World Global Network will give you a website, you will have a back office, and you will have marketing materials. And this allows a person to go out there, get a website, become a consultant, market that by going out and just sharing the information with other people. And as other people see your products, they buy or they purchase, guess what? You just earned a commission. And you know what? One thing about a cell phone, this is cool. People will not pay their light bill and still pay their cell phone bill. People can leave home and forget their cell phone. They will turn right back around and go back and get their cell phone.
That is the one item.
That is the one
you
item.
Cannot live your life without.
Oh, today I've turned around and gone back home. I can't live without it. It's everything to me right now.
Sure.
So when you become an agent for this business,
yes,
or representative, you now have an opportunity to actually get one of the first space phones.
Without a doubt. And right now, for all of us reps, especially for those who've seen the opportunity, and for those people who still want to take part of the opportunity, we are still in the first phases of launching our product.
I'm gonna ask a question.
Sure.
Here, because there have been, in different businesses, there have been this kind of thing, and you hear we're in the rollout phase. How long has this how long has the opportunity to be a business owner been available so far?
Just, we started the process the 1st of September.
Okay.
Which the goal was.
So that, only a couple months.
Yes, sir. The goal was, the first thing, we would get the space phones out to everyone in the month of September. This month, starting in October, the Lumina glasses, the space glasses, are being right now. And a couple of my colleagues have already received theirs, and I'm just waiting for mine to get here. And then next month, the space stations arrive in everyone's home. And then in December, everything goes live. So after the first of the year, I mean, oh my gosh, you know, for the people that actually can see the opportunity, every home has the internet. Most people don't realize, you know, the bill that you're paying, you're renting that internet, that wireless device. But what if you had a device that would actually pay you to continue doing just what you're doing? Most people don't make a lot of spend a lot of time surfing online while they're just out. It's done at home because they're on the Wi-Fi. Okay. So while you have our devices and you're on Wi-Fi, you are earning income. It is absolutely one of the most ingenious things that I've ever seen before in my life.
And there will be ground, there will be different levels of getting into this business, and it will be a business that can last for a long time. But you truly are at the beginning right now.
Well, just as far as opening up the North American market.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, in the last 4 years, all outside of the U.S., we've had many of products that Mr. Galdi has owned. He has all of his products are patented and everything. He's on his technologies, everything, okay? Another one of the products is really cool. It's kind of a side note, but outside of the United States, he offers a product called Power Clouds. And the Power Clouds, what they do, they create green energy outside of places that you just that really need to have energy, electricity coming in. And it has won the top solar awards for the last 2 years in a row. And we have many other products that are coming here to the United States. And again, ladies and gentlemen, these products are not offered anywhere else. They will have to come through one of us to get it. As a matter of fact, I won't say the company, but one of the major mobile companies has already approached Mr. Galdi and asking about, you know, buying. And Mr. Galdi was like, no, there's no way.
Can you bring Mr. Galdi to our studio one day? We'd love to have him on the show.
He is a very ingenious guy.
It sounds like it. Reggie Brown with World Global Network. Thank you for letting us have some fun with you. But this has been really exciting, interesting stuff. Again, give the website any other information, contact information you want to share so people can find out more about all of this.
Sure. My name is Reggie Brown. My website is www.worldwide5g.com. My phone number is area code 678-221-4803. And I'm gladly to work with anyone because my goal is a passion of mine, especially for the younger teenagers. You know, teenagers that are just coming out of school or young adults who cannot find jobs, but they spend a lot of time on social media. So one of my pet peeves I love doing is taking them and showing them that time that you're spending, you know, on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Let me show you how you can market yourself, brand yourself, and start earning income. And then we just take the concept and we just spread it across the United States.
Absolutely. Reggie, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Again, Reggie Brown with World Global Network here at the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios.
Mike, speaking of Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, did you know that love is what makes a Subaru?
I do now.
That's right. And you can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. You can come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then you can follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. And at those community events, they might even see you and get to meet the Business Radio X guy and maybe get interviewed by you.
It's all worth it right there.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Thank you, Stephen. Next time, just stay with the script. Just read the script.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, I want to remind all our listeners and our viewers that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. You can also download this show or any of our shows on iTunes. And of course, now we're on YouTube with our YouTube channel. It's Business Radio X dash Gwinnett Studio. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. It's at Gwinnett Radio X. And there's no way to get away from us now. We're all over the place. So, you know, check us out, YouTube, BusinessRadioX.com. Stephen, any final words?
Well, apparently, since I was fired before the show, I just want to say thanks for the opportunity, and I hope one day you hire me back.
Now I feel bad. You're rehired.
Yay! That's another award for you, Mike.
I'll see you next week.
All right.
Want to thank Stephen, Jillian, and, of course, our guests, Reggie Brown with World Global Network and Andy Swan and the great work they're doing at Bethany Christian Services. For Stephen and our producer, Trey Odom, who's been working like a dog for this show, I'm Mike Salmon. Quit mocking the cameras, Stephen. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.